This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. A couple weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, I was out putzing around our place. I like to say putzing instead of, I was not doing an important chore, okay? But no, I was putzing. Putzing is safer than chores. Chores, oh my goodness gracious lordy. One leads to another and another and another until I finally crumple to the ground on the way to the next one. No, putzing is safe. It involves no mission. So I was outside putzing and heard a bird call. I stood still and listened. I waited. And finally I heard it. The calls of sandhill cranes. They were high overhead, so high I couldn't even see them, but I could hear the call of the very ancient species, the sandhill crane. I don't know why it has become this big deal for me, but it has. I called Ms. Mosquito at work. This was dangerous, as she could, she could remind me of chores that needed to be done. But I took the chance. I just heard cranes, I said into the phone. Very cool, she replied. Whew. I texted a friend. Just heard cranes, and waited most of the day for the reply. Very cool. Yeah, well, it is very cool. And their timing, is, as usual, is in sync with the harvesting of the thousands and thousands of acres of agricultural fields, harvested fields that sandhill cranes will glean by day all winter long. Those fields are harvested by immense combines and then transferred to waiting grain trucks that will be rumbling up and down the Sulphur Springs Valley for the next month or so. Sometimes the long, dry, brown leaves of corn that are being harvested take flight. And once, I'm not making this up, I got out the binoculars and glassed a swirling mass of brown wings. What could it be? I can't seem to find their body. Beautiful brown wings. It turned out it was swirling corn leaves. But listen, sandhill cranes are arriving as our female northern harriers, and fall is official. Oh, yeah, we have the yellow blooms of plants in the aster family, rubber rabbit brush, turpentine bush, burrow weeds, snake weed, and they all say, fall, fall, fall. I shouldn't forget, it's not yellow, but desert brooms are starting to bloom, and they say fall. But there are a couple favorite annuals flowering near me, the annual goldeneye, Viguera annua, which is could also be Viguera longifolia. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because it's Heliomeris longiflora variety annua. Bright yellow, dang near gold. Well, I mean, they're called golden eye, so many golden flowers on tall, spindly stems, marvelous splashes of gold in landscapes, sometimes rivers of gold snaking across vast grasslands. And the other annual is just sunflower, or the regular old Helianthus annua, but nice stands of it near us. Sunflowers, just beautiful. Sometimes they're along the roads. I mean, I've followed them for miles, almost all the way to Tucson. They can be 6, 7, 8 feet tall, mini-branched with dozens of 3-inch diameter sunflowers. I want to say pretty cool. Yep, pretty cool. Anyway, I'll text that to somebody. Anyway, that's what's going on around me and the Aster family, Asteraceae. And I know what you're thinking. What's going on in the Goosefoot family, Petey? The Kini Podiaceae. Well, you know, now that's the Amaranthaceae. Thanks for asking. I'm seeing some nice stands of the perennial shrub winterfat. Winterfat, formerly a goosefoot, Chenopodiaceae, now Amaranthaceae. Actually, I've learned that the whole family of goosefoots are now in the amaranth family, so no hard feelings are felt by exclusion. That's right. Winterfat was once Eurotia lanata, and then it was Ceratoides lanata, and is now and should have been all along Krasciniakovia lanata, named in honor of a Russian explorer of the 1700s named Stepan Krasciniakov. And did you know that there are species of Krasciniakovia found in Asia and Europe, but only one near you and me, all over the West, Krasciniakovia lanata. Lanata refers to the very cool, favorite couple words, very cool woolly seed stalks. And those woolly seed stalks are quite beautiful on this shrub. The common name winterfat comes from the fact that Krasciniakovia, which I'm having a lot of fun saying, is excellent for browse for cattle, sheep, especially sheep. I saw that so many times, especially for sheep. And I mentioned it grows all over the West, right? I did. Yeah, it does. In Arizona, it ranges from 2,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation. But out in plains, you know, not up in pines or anything, out across the plains, not up in the mountains, dry grasslands is where you sort of find it. And full of its woolly stalks as I speak. How cool is that? Don't text me. It's very cool. The desert is beautiful, my friend. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.